Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Hagihara is here with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is the CEO of a company called Small Time PR. He's a PR expert. He's got quite a resume of organizations he's worked with over the years, local groups as well as national groups, and he has his own significant PR firm that he uses to work with larger companies, but he also understands the challenge that you and I have, small business owners, in getting help with PR, but the fact that there are two issues, and we're going to talk about both of those with Ken. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be on.
It's good to have you here. Ken, it seems to me that the two problems that small business owners have, well, maybe three. The first one is most of the time we don't even really appreciate the value of PR and the power of PR and how it can be used. That's one thing you got to help us with. The second thing is many of us, if we found a PR firm to work with us, they're going to want maybe $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month to help us, and a lot of us don't have that kind of cash laying around every month. And three, if we do have that kind of cash, what's the ROI? Is there that much ROI potential, that much return on investment to justify that kind of an expense? Now, how far off am I on those three?
Yeah, I mean, you're correct. I'm a small business owner myself, and I think you're correct in that public relations is a very important part of the marketing mix. I think a lot of small business owners that I've talked to, they're aware of the whole the advertising aspect of the marketing mix, and that you have to get your word out there and tell people about your products and services. But I think a lot of folks are lump together the whole public relations and advertising, and they really don't capture how important the public relations aspect is to a small business. And so I think, what people don't understand is that public relations is, at least in my belief and what I've seen in what we've been able to help other small businesses do, the public relations aspect is probably about the most, one of the most important and most cost-effective aspects of a marketing program for a company, because it brings a third-party, unbiased, opinion about a person's or company's products or services using the power of the media. And so it can be a very powerful tool for building awareness of what a company does.
And the thing is you probably already paid for this because, for example, if you've achieved some kind of designation that your company has, through some kind of a program you paid for or something that you did, that you can tell your prospective customers about, you've already paid for that. Now you got to wrap it up so that the public knows that you've done this.
Exactly.
It's just a little bit more work and maybe just a little bit more expenses.
That's true.
Go ahead.
I think what we found with a lot of small businesses, and like I said, or like you mentioned, for a number of years now, I've had a full-service public relations agency that's dealt with, large companies and helping them build awareness on a large scale about their products and driving sales and so forth. But we get a lot of small businesses, quote-unquote mom-and-pop businesses in the area that needed to build awareness of, their restaurants or their little retail businesses. And we just didn't have, as being a big agency, we didn't have the structure to help these folks out. And what they really needed, at the basic level, was a press release to talk about, grand openings or new products or services or even community work they were doing. You know, they just simply need the basic press release to, you know, which really is the basic tool for communicating with the editorial community, you know, about what your company's doing.
Right.
You know, and so what we found is a lot of small businesses really just need a little bit of help in that area.
So how do you do this? How do you help these folks and make it, you know, be a good return on investment for them?
Well, essentially what we try and do is or what's important is, like I said, the basic press release is kind of the integral relations tool that enables a company to communicate their, you know, their relevant news or their exciting news about their company to the editorial community. So what we help these people do is identify, you know, like we'll go into, say, an online retailer that, you know, happens to be a neighbor of mine. Mm-hmm. They do business on a national scale, but they've got a very limited budget and need to get the word out about, you know, how their business is different from everyone else in the community. Or in the marketplace. So what we help them do is we, you know, we'll sit down with them, we really understand what their business is about, and we generate, you know, we'll create these press releases to talk about, you know,
don't you have to differentiate for them the difference between marketing and PR then?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you know,
because
I think,
their first thought is going to be marketing, right?
And
you got to realize that you're pitching this to different people. You know, one side of the media is the advertising side, and the other side is the editorial side, the reporting side, and the reporting side. That's where the PR goes, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and I find that a lot of folks do get the two mixed up. They think advertising is PR and vice versa. And you know, we do a lot of education with the people that we work with to help them understand that they're really two different things. You know, a press release is really created to talk to the media, and what our goal is there is to get the news out in front of reporters, journalists, whether they be broadcast, online, or print, and, you know, get them to write good things about our mm-hmm. our clients' products and services, and in turn, of course, that has the effect of generating sales and increasing, you know, demand for a customer's products.
So you're saying twofold. Number one, not only issuing your own press releases, but trying to encourage third parties to write about you.
Right. Really,
like bloggers, for example.
Exactly. You know, and you know what the idea of a press release is. You know,
Hold on to that thought, Ken. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Ken Hagihara is our guest. He's the CEO of Small Time PR, and we're going to talk some more about this right after these messages. Folks, this is very important, the difference between PR and marketing. Stay with us.
I've been dragging my sorry self out of bed at all kinds of weird hours so that I could be sitting by my phone to see, is it Jim?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Steely Dan for you coming back. That's some serious rock and roll right there, folks. Ken Hagihara is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the CEO of Small Time PR, and we're talking about one of the things, Ken, we're talking about right now is the difference between PR and marketing. And I really think it's important to you know, Ken, a lot of people are going to hire somebody to write their press release for them, but I think fundamentally it's important for business owners to understand that marketing and PR are two different approaches. They're two different styles to deliver your message to the marketplace. One of them is a paid. The marketing is a paid strategy. And when people read marketing information, they understand that it's marketing and that you're trying to sell them something. When people, but the PR side is something that you shouldn't have to pay at least the outlet for. And that it has to be done in a subtle way, doesn't it? So that the person who's writing about you or who is allowing you to be in their magazine or their paper or on their website or whatever doesn't feel like they're shilling for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, what's important to understand that You know, in the overarching umbrella of marketing, there are a number of different tools that come under that umbrella. One of them, as you mentioned, is the advertising aspect. You're creating a message, and you're paying editorial, you know, organizations to publish that content for you, whether it's in, you know, I guess it doesn't have to be editorial, it could be newspapers, yellow pages, you know, online sites and so forth. You've also got other tools like direct mail where you're creating advertisements and sending it to people. Public relations is a little bit unique in the marketing mix in that it, you know, as a public relations agency or as the person that's generating that press release for you, that content is actually not designed to be, you know, printed, you know, in a publication. What the primary purpose behind that tool is to talk with, you know, to communicate your news to a journalist or a blogger or someone of the sort that would hopefully get them interested in what your company has to say or what your company is doing. And the outcome of that press release is, you know, ideally a story that
right.
someone writes about your company. So we've heard instances of you know, publications that will take these press releases and they'll contact the business owner and say, hey, you know, we can publish this for you if you'll, you know, pay us, you know, X amount of dollars.
Right.
And that's, I think, where you get into trouble. Those
right.
In situations like that, you, like you said, you shouldn't have to pay. You know, in the public relations realm, it really is, you know, the most cost-effective means of doing marketing because you're typically generating a press release once and you're distributing it out to a variety of different media outlets and hopefully generating coverage from that one piece, and you shouldn't have to be paying for placement.
Now, let me ask you this question. There's an organization called PR Wire, and there's a couple of others out there that are electronic, they're online distributors of press releases.
Yes.
And these guys give you options. These guys give you, they've got the channels. They've already got the network set up and the technology set up, and they've got the ability for you to pick and choose where you want your press release to go. And for that, they charge a fee. And that's not what you, that's different from what, from paying for PR, isn't it? That's paying for distribution, not paying for PR. Am I saying that correctly?
So what those services do is once you've got a press release written, these services, you know, PR Wire and other guys, what they'll do is they'll take that press release and for a fee, they can distribute it out to, you know, either, you know, editorial contacts regionally or nationally or up certain verticals. If you provide services for, say, the hotel industry or restaurants,
right.
They can deliver your press release to journalists that just cover those areas.
Right. So you're not paying them to publish your PR. You're paying them to distribute it to the right centers of influence who can get your press release out.
That's correct.
So it's okay for it's understandable that you and by the way, some of those are very very efficient and very effective, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I mean, for the price, you know, to be able to get your press release out to, you know, literally hundreds of journalists who are covering your, you know, your company's specialty or, you know,
right.
covering companies in your area, it's a very cost-effective way to get it out, especially when you compare with the prices of advertising or direct mail or, getting, you know, using the other marketing tools. That's why public relations is such a cost-effective tool.
But you also have to decide where do I want my PR to have the most impact? Do I want it to be within my county, within my state, within my region, nationally, internationally? You got to know those parameters too, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, a lot of the companies we deal with here in my local community, you know, we're kind of a small business advocate out this way, and we tend to help a lot of the small businesses in our area.
Right.
Some of them, you know, they'll have like a local retail store just here in, you know, South Orange County where we're at. So, of course, it doesn't make sense to send their news out to someplace in Northern California.
Right.
We
right.
have to be cognizant of that.
Ken, give us your website, please.
Our website is www.smalltimepr.com.
SmallTimePR.com. Thanks, Ken. Good to talk to you. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank
Ken Hagihara, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages with our good buddy, Doug Barry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.